today.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're going over what is called Five Stupid Things About Libertarianism. This is a video on YouTube by YouTube vlogger Steve Shives. And we've just gotten through maybe the first of the five things. He hasn't quite gotten to number two yet. But his first thing on the list is, it's selfish, he says.
You know, it's pretty offensive, Steve, this guy, calling me selfish because I'm a libertarian while I sit here next to my firefighter uniform crumpled up on the floor that I just came from a call helping out one of my fellow townspeople with their house chimney fire that started up.
Oh, you're just doing it for the glory.
That's right. You know, all the glory of digging through rubble and putting it in buckets and dragging it out of this person's
house.
You're
just doing it for the women.
I don't know. My first thought, I am a straight man, and it's, when you walked in with it on, I said, gosh, he looks amazing.
A little something, yeah.
I'm surprised you took it off. If I had access to a uniform like that, I would be wearing it to the supermarket.
That's funny, but it's not as funny as when Derek J was in here. on the air, I come in it because it was another call, and he says, oh, you knew it was my birthday.
That was funny.
Was he hoping you'd strip for him?
I don't know what he was hoping. He's a
fireman.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue on with this here because, again, I think we hit the selfish point quite a bit in the last hour. And if you missed it, you can always go back later on and grab the archives at freetalklive.com.
Just the basics of that were he gives what I think is a very convenient, fabricated definition of libertarianism to start with. Mm-hmm. And then he also kind of skips over what he means by selfish because we've talked now for the better part of a half an hour about how many questions there can be about both of those terms. And he, you know, devotes 20 seconds to defining what libertarianism is to him, and then not even 3 seconds to selfishness.
Well, he's got to make it short. It's a YouTube video.
That's true.
And you can't, you know, spend a lot of time. So he, you know, lists sell, you know, the five reasons libertarianism is dumb.
Absolutely.
Is for mouth-breathing morons. I mean, of course, that's going to get listens. The man has 20-something thousand subscribers. He's not dumb. He knows how to sell this stuff. But, you know, we got a three-hour show. We have an opportunity to explain these things a lot more than he does in 5 minutes.
Right. But out of the gate, he's doing two weird tricks to fool people. So...
Never mind. Just go on. It's a joke. You won't get it. Go ahead.
It's a list. Two weird tricks. That's very popular to say that you have tricks to do something. You'll see it in, like, if you get...
Two weird tricks to get a larger penis. Two weird tricks to lose a bunch of weight.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah. It's, if you don't have ad block off, it will appear, like, in the right column on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I've got ad block.
Or crazy tricks.
Gotcha.
Really, you know, another thing that's offensive, working on a radio show funded by advertising and then turning off the advertising on some of the other things you use.
That you can be as offended as you want. I don't want to look at that crap.
That's that selfish thing he was talking about.
More coming up here. Your call is certainly welcome, 855-450-3733. Hey, I embrace the fact that I don't want to look at unappealing advertising on the Internet.
How would you know whether it's unappealing? You're not looking at it.
Most of it is unappealing. It gets in the way of the content that I'm looking for. If you can place your ads in a way that is not offensive and not annoying, then I'd be happy to encounter them. And hopefully we do that here on Free Talk Live, and if you don't agree, well, then we've got a podcast you can listen to where there's not nearly as many advertising messages there. So we're going to continue here with his list, and now.
It alienates people from the government.
This is number two.
Libertarians have all sorts of...
alienates people from the government.
That's what he says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ominous sounding ways of referring to the government, the beast, big brother, the state with the...
Wait, Brett's giving me hand signals.
Behind the scenes, I'm just reminding you that there is...
thank you for the reminder, yes. Yeah. Coming up at 2 minutes and 6 seconds, he will say the S word, so we are going to have to duck the audio out at that time.
Yes.
Capitalized to look extra totalitarian. Most, if not all, libertarians view the government as the enemy of the people. It's written and spoken of as though it were some malevolent alien that has attached itself to our civilization. civilization from whose tentacly clutches we must all constantly struggle to escape.
No, I don't think it's an alien. I think it's extraordinarily human. I think the state is simply the desire to control your environment, and other people are in your environment. Mm. It's an outcropping of that. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that. I can do them because I'm in charge, but you can't be trusted to do them. Right. And that's all it is. It's not alien. It's human. It's human to want to control other people.
Yeah. We do in this realm. We also do see some of the worst aspects of human behavior, you know, in the political realm, which is what I was speaking about before. It's not a good place to introduce new ideas, but there's a number of reasons. And you know, I think we've all been involved in some kind of political process or political discussion where just a voice in the back of our head says, wow, this is really childish or something, you know, that it's just not, this is not the way adults normally behave talking about anything else.
Well, so they have to, in politics, you almost have to behave the way that people behave in politics because it is such a tug of war.
Yeah.
You know, there is the ring of power, as it were, and I love that analogy because it's awesome.
Yeah.
The ring of power is there, and whoever can grasp it for that moment is the one who's in charge and can do terrible things to the other people.
And the future doesn't matter. It's like it's the most myopic thing in the world when that ring, if we continue with that, is being held. And I remember when people were so excited about, you know, George W. Bush ripping up the Constitution, basically, and yay, power for, you know, our party while we hold it. What do you think this will look like, I would ask, when Hillary Clinton has the same power? It never even occurred to anybody.
It didn't dawn on them to consider that.
No, let's just enjoy the ring right now.
So, I mean, to his point about the government being this entity that's separate from people, I mean, he's certainly right that libertarians do define the government in these ways. You will hear them refer to it as the Leviathan, though it is this tentacled beast. Right? So, I mean, he's got a good point there. Libertarians do have a tendency to kind of collectivize the idea of government rather than breaking it down into what it really is, which is a group of men and women who are forcing themselves and their viewpoints on other people at the threat of violence.
They're the most successful armed gang in a given geographic area. Yes, it's an odd gang because of the way they go about electing their dons.
Right.
But that's
a gang with open elections.
But that likely is the reason why they're the most successful armed gang in a given geographic area, because they give people the illusion that their vote matters.
Right. It feels like you are the government. I mean, that's what the idea is, that the government people want to perpetrate, is that, well, you voted for us. You're doing this to yourself.
Exactly.
Well, I think mostly that's a true statement. That, like, this is what he's trying to do, is he's trying to separate, you know, he's trying to make it seem like we believe as libertarians the state is something other than humans, and I simply do not. I believe that most humans believe that it is okay to use force and violence to get what they want.
But it sounds like he believes that too, right? Like, he's being a bad atheist just for a minute here, and he's putting some somewhat fictional entity above, you know, separate and above the people.
No, he's gonna wrap this back in and say the government is us. I'm sure of it.
All right. Well, you haven't seen the video. I've only sampled portions of it here.
I haven't.
Let's continue with Steve Shives.
But the thing is, a constitutional, democratically empowered government, like the one we have in the United States, doesn't have to be the enemy of the people. It can actually be the most powerful and effective tool.
Oh.
Yep. He wants the ring of power.
Yeah, the tool, the government. It's not a government
of the people. Because this government, unlike every other government that has ever existed anywhere, is not a tool of the rich, the wealthy, the plutocrats.
Well, he's not
this
saying
is
it's
a
not.
Tool of the people.
Hold on. He's not saying it's not those things. He's just saying it could be a tool for good. It could be a tool for those of us with compassion.
Where's the politician that's not wealthy?
I don't understand what you're getting at.
Well, I mean, usually the Democrats are always for the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are representing the people are always rich. The people that are representing the people against the rich are always rich.
Sure.
This is a really stupid system, right? Like, you know, the Democrats want rich people to protect them from the rich. That's dumb.
All right, we're going to come back with more Hero Moments and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More with the five stupid things about libertarianism and your calls and thoughts are welcome on this or anything. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and that is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got listening options, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, streaming all the time, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always there over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got over 140 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. You can find the list of those over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got a satellite listening option for you, a couple of them, as a matter of fact. But we're on free-to-air satellite across all of North and Central America. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to link over to more information on how to get tuned into that free-to-air signal. And free-to-air means that it is zero cost per month. You do have to buy the equipment up front, but that's very, very affordable. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to tune in via any phone that can dial long distance. So go and get the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
It's a great time of year to get out in the great outdoors. Whether you're going to do some snowshoeing or hiking or whatever it is you might be doing, you're probably going to need some gear. The place to get that gear, ManVentureOutpost.com. ManVentureOutpost.com has all the equipment you need, the tents, apparel, even water purification stuff in case you're hiking and you need that kind of thing, flashlights. If you need handguns, long guns, firearm accessories, ammunition, they've got all that too. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. They've got the name brands, and they've got them at the best prices. I always do some comparisons when I shop at ManVenture, and I've always found them to be the lowest. And you can go check for yourself. Just, before you buy any outdoor gear, go check at ManVenture. Check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, we're sharing with you a video Brett brought in. It's by Steve Shives, and he's a YouTube vlogger. He's got five stupid things, and he wants to tell us about libertarianism, or at least his understanding of what libertarianism is, which is likely influenced by the so-called libertarians that he's met in his life, and some of those are a lot worse than others. Let's go to Aaron, though, who's on the line listening, or rather on the line via Skype. Aaron is in Delaware. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
As you just pointed out, I noticed a lot of his attacks were against the character of those believing as libertarians, not the actual ideas. But something Marx said and something Brian Sovereign said seemed to contradict each other that I think is relevant here. And Brian said on Sunday that he believes that most people are good, like fundamentally good. And then Marx said just now that most people want to control other people. And that doesn't, that seems to be two contradictory thoughts.
Well, they want to control other people to do what they consider to be good.
Well, but that doesn't make them fundamentally good, does it?
It depends on how you define good. I think that they want the best for other people, and oftentimes you will find people trying to control others so that they can, so those other people will
force
have better
them
lives.
Into doing what's right. best I by mean, their own perspective.
Think about a parent for a second. A parent employs a lot of force and coercion, generally in the, in doing their duties. They usually do it for mostly the right reasons.
I think there's another piece of this as well, is that government, just the idea of government for a lot of people through our schooling and our indoctrination, it takes conscience out of the equation. And, mm-hmm. and what I mean by that is this. If somebody was involved in, say, the DEA or doing, no-knock drug raids or some other kind of police state thing, there might be, or even things in the schools. I can think of numerous examples involving zero tolerance. Somebody might start to have the conscience, the desire to do good and the desire to do the right thing, gnawing away at them when they see the results of what they're involved in. But there's a retreat that we can, or that people like this can often run to and often do run to, and that's like, well, this is the law, this is the state, this is government, government is good. And I think that idea is really pervasive. I'll just give another quick example. I was horrified just before I came here tonight. I was teaching an SAT class. One of the questions when I'm teaching the writing that I always talk about there's an essay, and I like to keep using this essay because it generates lots of interesting and informative discussion. It's an essay question that goes, is conscience a more powerful motivator than money, fame, and power? Pick one and defend it. And I always ask who's ever in the class, who are some people that you think were clearly motivated by their conscience more than anything else, more than a desire for power, money? Tonight's answers were Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama. And that's very, it's very difficult for me to sit there and be diplomatic about those answer choices. But people almost, I think, connect the state itself, the idea of government, to being like the conscience of the people, this force that exists for the purpose of doing good. And everybody understands that politicians are corrupt and war is bad and those kinds of things.
But yet, distinct from those understandings are these beliefs about government.
And the law. That the law is what's right. You know, and people never really try to pull that stuff apart. So
even though they themselves likely break laws and don't necessarily consider themselves bad people for doing it.
Absolutely. But it's like it's an invitation to cast conscience aside. Right. When people say it's the law, it's, you know, the government is doing it. So
it removes responsibility from the individual to think for themselves what's right and wrong.
Well, that's true. And it also removes responsibility from everybody. And there's kind of this loop of buck passing that goes on where you look at something horrible that agents of the government will do, say police officers doing something terrible to people, say enforcing the war on drugs. Well, they shouldn't be doing that. That's wrong. They're hurting their neighbors. Oh, well, they're just doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do you want to blame the politicians then for creating the laws that they're supposedly just doing?
Of course,
doing
the politicians aren't actually the ones who do it.
Well, the politicians are just doing what they've been asked to do by the voters. And then, of course, you go and look at the voters and you say, well, you didn't do this, did you? And, well, no, we didn't vote for them. Or the votes are anonymous. So the politicians don't actually know what the voters wanted. And the voters, we don't know what they were instructing the politicians to do, why, when they voted for them. The bureaucrats themselves are constantly passing the buck around from one to another. So there's never anybody who really ultimately takes responsibility, because it's an anonymous vote, so you really don't know who to point the finger at.
Exactly. So maybe there's a way, Eric, with what you're saying, maybe there's a way to meet in the middle there between those
it's
two statements. Aaron, to meet in the middle of those two statements that, you know, we last segment we were talking about the Lord of the Rings. Money brings temptation. Power brings temptation. Fame brings temptation. And people, I think that there's an internal dialogue where people want to do good and they're concerned about the right thing. But if there is that temptation and there's also like an easy out or an easy way around, you know, maybe they start to tell themselves a little story that they are doing good.
There is a podcast I listened to called School Sucks, and he was talking recently about...
Oh, I host that show. I'm Brett.
Oh, nice. Oh, yay. Okay, you're talking about the carrot and the stick.
Yeah.
About not using that, because you gave the story about buying alcohol for minors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I thought that's what I was thinking about, this thing where people are so busy feeling like a marionette that they never get the chance to really think about what their actions are and what the consequences would be.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a little in the dark on this conversation. Maybe you can tell us more about it in a moment here, Brett, that buying alcohol for minors. I wasn't listening to the episode, so I'm not sure,
what
it is that Aaron's referencing. And thanks for the call, Aaron. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts. We've got more than halfway to go here on the Steve Shibes Five Things, Stupid Things He Says About Libertarianism. We'll continue that. Take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything you want here as we continue with the five stupid things about libertarianism from a YouTube vlogger, Steve Shives. He's going to continue his critique. And we will tell you that if you understand what liberty is, and that is, of course, that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, then you should really get together with other people that think like that. Because, unfortunately, there just aren't very many of us. There are a lot of people out there who want to control you. They want to tell you how to live, and they're willing to put you in a jail cell if you don't do what they think is right and what they think is best. We need more people who believe in the ideas of freedom all to come to the same geographic area. That's the idea behind the Free State Project. You're going to get a chance to experience what that can be like when you're around hundreds of other people who actually get it about freedom. People with whom you don't have to argue over the basics about what freedom means. That's what you'll experience when you're at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is coming up in less than a month from today. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. I heard a rumor that the hotel sold out. That doesn't mean the event itself is sold out. There are other hotels in which you can stay, and I haven't heard that directly from the event organizer, so I don't know if it's true. Oh, sorry about that, Mark. You're actually here with us.
Oftentimes, you can find a way to crash on a floor in a hotel room and things like that.
That's true. There's a Liberty Forum group on Facebook. I actually just found it today. I didn't even know it existed. So there's the Facebook page. page for Liberty Forum. There's that. But there's also a Liberty Forum group in which you can post if you're looking to perhaps find a roommate that you can crash with. So, again, if you're just one person renting a hotel room, you could have three other people stay in that hotel room if you don't mind getting cozy. So go to that Liberty Forum group, and that might help you there. But anyway, go to nhlibertyforum.com. Grab your tickets now. This event is nearing. It's a possible sellout event, and you're going to be around hundreds of other people who actually care about freedom. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. It gives you a taste of what it's like to be here in New Hampshire all the time, where at any moment there are people in your near vicinity who actually love liberty and who are willing to actually do something about it. So please take a moment, go to nhlibertyforum.com. It's February 20th through the 23rd. Happens in Nashua, New Hampshire. The Crown Plaza Hotel is a very nice hotel. There are going to be great speakers there. Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, Free State Project founder and new mover Jason Sorens, and so many other great people. But the real attraction, I think, is the people who aren't necessarily speaking, the people who are the average activists, the folks who picked up their lives, as we've done, and moved here to New Hampshire to get active, to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Get signed up now while you still can. It sounds like it's going to be a heck of a year. So we're going to continue on here and go back to Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and Nathan is on the line with us in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
I just want to say to Brett first, wow. Oh, they said Abraham Lincoln and then Barack Obama?
They did, and I have to sit there quietly and smile.
This was a question that you asked us in an SAT study.
I've gotten Barack Obama numerous times,
and the question is
conscience a more powerful motivator than money, fame, or power? So this is an SAT essay prompt. And one of the things I like to do with this question is to generate some discussion. It helps me, as the producer of School Sucks Podcast, continuously put my finger on the pulse of, you know, young America, what's going on in schools, what are the attitudes that are coming out of the schools. And, you know, the regular list is pretty standard. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Gandhi, Harriet Tubman.
Martin Luther King came to my mind when you asked the question.
Yeah, and it does produce a discussion useful to doing better on the SAT, but I'm always interested in what the responses are that I'm going to get to this question. And I'm disappointed and frustrated, but not at all surprised by how often very powerful, often, you know, very corrupt, and people who really moved America away from freedom are often cited as people who were solely motivated by their conscience. FDR comes up frequently, and then sometimes you might hear a founder. But I'd only ever heard Lincoln once or twice.
Well, I wonder, the simple fact that somebody does, you know, moves the nation again away from freedom doesn't mean they're not being controlled by their conscience. See, this is the thing, is the power corrupts.
Say what, Nathan?
Their conscience is just evil.
Well, their values aren't libertarian thought hasn't really coalesced the way that that we have it today until the last couple of decades. I mean, it certainly was floating around, but it didn't have nearly as many thinkers. So they have different, you know, what they're out there is they're doing the Spock thing, you know, the needs of the one are nothing compared to the needs of the many, right? That thing. So they're like, well, you know, I guess I'm going to have to drop a bomb on Hiroshima to save more U.S. soldiers, or whatever it is that they're thinking. I think they're being operated by their conscience. I don't know. Certainly power plays into it, but I think that it's the rare politician, or at least, I don't know. It's difficult to know. I don't propose to know whether Barack Obama is driven by his conscience or driven by power, but it seems to me he's driven by his conscience.
Well, I think it goes back to a comment that you mentioned earlier about how, you know, progressives and people on the left want rich people to save them from other rich people. And I really think that a lot of politicians are kind of just like the groupies of real power. They get a taste of what it's like to be powerful and influential. They're not really rich and they're not really in control. They're sort of like the henchmen. They're doing the bidding of real institutionalized power. But I also think that, they're attracted to that. And I'm sorry, I completely just lost my train of thought on my way to a really good point.
I don't think you find evil
Yeah.
Until you find the people who are trying to do good.
Hmm.
Those are the people that are truly evil. The ones that are out there trying to do good for everybody.
Yeah.
Because that's when you're really able to control people. That, look, I'm going about doing the good things here. I'm bringing on Lebensraum or whatever it is, whatever the grand idea. The New Deal, going to have to break some eggs in order to make some omelets around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the people that I think, that's how you find real evil, because those people realize there are a lot of people who disagree with my ideas. And what do you do in this world with people who disagree with your ideas? You kill them.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of reminds me of the C.S. Lewis quote that those who torment us because their conscience demands it are a lot more dangerous than the ones who do it for greed, because the ones who do it for greed eventually get satisfied and, you know, they have to sleep at some point.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, when people talk about the rich, I can't imagine how many G5s you have to own in order to be satisfied. How many?
This is G5.
It's a type of Learjet, a type of jet, a fast personal jet. How many yachts and how many planes can somebody have? How many palatial estates can somebody have before they're satisfied? Because these people that we're talking about, that you're talking about, Brett, with real power, these people have all that, but they want more control over human beings. That's all they've got left to buy.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, and now it takes me back to the point that I wanted to make, when I said that these people are the groupies of real power, in many cases, from what I've gathered, whether we're talking about Barack Obama or a far more destructive president in American history, Woodrow Wilson, they're just naive. They're just kind of front men. You know, they're just people who want power and prestige and find their way into those positions, or they're guided into those positions. But their good intentions are often used against everybody else. And I think,
road to hell is paved with it.
Well, but evil always catches a ride on the backs of people's good intentions. Hitler didn't say, wait till you see the crazy crap that we're going to do when I get into power.
Mm-hmm.
He said what you said, Mark, Lebensraum, living space, expanding,
well, and
German freedom.
I mentioned the Spock quote, with the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one.
Yeah.
I have a 5-mark silver coin that essentially says exactly that in German around the edge of it. It basically, it's, you know, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. It's incredible.
Who decides?
The same rhetoric. Hitler does. And that's the problem with politicians, is you always get this person in who's twisted by power to enact whatever your great idea is.
Hey, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and more Free Talk Live continues in moments.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a 4-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a 4-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Because this chat room is built into the same page, go to cam.freetalklive.com. If you like the cam, you can toss something in the Bitcoin tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. We also do accept Litecoins as well. In fact, Mark, you actually made some industry headlines today, or actually some industry news. I don't know if it was a headline, but it was part of a story about a radio station, one of our affiliates, KCAA, on California, is apparently accepting Bitcoin now for advertising payments. And I don't know, did they think to just call you up and ask you about that? How did you get that interview?
No, it's kind of a funny situation, right? So KCAA claimed to be the first radio station that's accepting Bitcoin for advertising. And I don't know whether that's true or false. I would assume it's true because they made the claim.
They made the claim.
It's fine
first
by
I've
me.
Heard.
And what I did was I sent an email to my friend Kevin at Talkers.
Right.
And I get a chance to bend Kevin's ear every year at the Talkers.
He's a libertarian, event. Actually.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to talk to him.
Co-editor of Talkers Magazine.
And I said, yep, shows what my nose for news is my my lead-in, the subject line. And I just said, you know, basically said that Free Talk Live's been taking Bitcoins for advertising since January 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's like, huh, well, I was suspect of their claim. And I'm like, whoa, their claim may or may not be accurate. They said they're the first radio station.
Right.
Free Talk Live's not a radio station. It's a radio show. So I thought it was kind of funny how he sort of pit us against KCAA, mm-hmm. which is an affiliate there. I mean, I hope KCAA got another mention out of the deal. But
I see. So you were responding to a previous industry headline about this radio studio.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And I just told the, and he asked some questions, and I told him the story about how Free Talk Live found out about Bitcoins and talked about Bitcoins. We may be the first general interest radio, nationally syndicated radio program to have talked about Bitcoins at all. We may have been the first radio program to talk about Bitcoins.
There's a good chance of that.
And I mean, I'm sure that there was some technical, you know, one of these technical websites that talked about Bitcoins before we did, in a news sense or blog post or something like that.
Yeah, maybe like Leo Laporte show or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe Leo Laporte, like he might have gotten in before us. But I'm skeptical. I mean, the lead developer of Bitcoin came to us when they were still relatively new. So.
It's true. Gavin Andreessen lives just south of here.
Yeah, he came up and introduced us to the idea, and we were skeptical. It was actually Roger Veer who heard us talk about Bitcoins on the air who sort of turned it around and became this big force in the Bitcoin community. And,
sure did.
And he sort of, you know.
It's been a wild ride so far, and you can join us here at 855 450 free. Anyway, I was just mentioning that because it was Bitcoin related, and we do accept Bitcoins. And in fact, it would be interesting, Mark, to see what percentage of our business is actually done in Bitcoins. I mean, I don't know.
It's
on a month to month basis, it may change month to month.
It does. Of course.
Would you say it's a quarter?
I'd say it's somewhere in there.
Yeah. So about one out of every four ad dollars that comes in is in.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I used to be. Remember back when we started with
receiving. I had to. Right, so Roger pressures me, and then I've got to pressure you and my wife in order to make things happen here, because that's essentially what the company was in our size at that point. And, you know, I'm like, look, it's got to be done. This is what we're going to do.
Yep. And we did it, and we were doing 50-50 at that point. Where we
started out at 25.
We had one advertiser who was buying with Bitcoins, and we were taking like a, was it only 25% of
it? It was 25 initially.
Okay, then it went to 50-50.
No, then when it went to 100
after. Oh, really? Okay. I don't know why I thought there was a 50% break. Anyway, so go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com if you want to toss something in the Bitcoin tip jar, and we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Sherman, listening in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sherman.
Yes, hello, yes. And the libertarian has been around a long time. Back in my day, we called it anarchism. Now, I'm not judging anything. I listen to you every night. I listen. My dictionary says anarchism, the theory that all types of government are oppressive and undesirable and should be abolished. Active resistance against the state, rejection of all forms of coercive control and authority. So anarchism is the same as libertarianism.
Okay, that was. I don't know if you meant for that to be clever or not, but you really can't. This was the problem. This was the problem, sir, that we had with the video, where your transition was. We're talking about libertarianism. You say back in my day we called it anarchism, and now you're defining anarchism. So this is kind of this kind of speaks to just how open libertarianism is for all kinds of misdefinition and interpretation, and we have to be careful.
It should be abolished.
I'm not against government. I'm simply against monopolies. I'm a non-monopolist. Okay.
Well, the average libertarian wouldn't agree with you. I mean,
some people use the term anarchism to describe libertarianism.
And that would offend many anarchists who do not see it in that way.
And offend many libertarians who don't see it either.
I'm sorry, say again?
Active resistance against the state.
Well, most libertarians are not interested in resisting the state.
I'm reading my dictionary right now as anarchism. And it's the same thing you're saying. It's what libertarianism.
No, that's not it's not the same thing. The mainstream libertarian is not resisting the state. The mainstream libertarians are people who are willing to work within the confines of the state in order to reduce the state's involvement in people's lives. But those are people who are, I don't think it's, by going and participating in an election, you can hardly call that resisting the state.
Yeah, and this video was about political libertarianism. What are your feelings about all of this, libertarianism or anarchism?
Well, you know, I was an hippie back in the 60s, you know, and I guess I was, you know, the same as what you're saying, you know. It's just that all forms of government are oppressive and undesirable and should be abolished, and active resistance against the state and rejection of all forms of coercive control and authority. Now, whether you're doing it slowly by voting it for it or not or whatever, the method, I don't know what method, you know, but it's government is but, you know, look at all the governments in the world. They don't seem to work very well, you know.
I can't I can relate to a lot of what you're saying, Sherman. I just find the term anarchist to be very undesirable because it's become associated, regardless of the academic definition of it, it has become associated with bomb throwing and it has become associated with violence.
And it was never associated with libertarianism. Anarchism is a thought process that came from an entirely sort of different, it came from sort of the communism.
Yeah, it really is more oriented towards the
left. And I can tell you that the anarchists don't consider
it. You're saying about libertarianism. I don't know.
I hear you. One of the terms.
They call us anarchists, and now they're calling you libertarians. The goal was the same.
Well, it depends who you talk to.
The Democrats, Sherman, the Democrats were calling the Republicans anarchists when they didn't want to pass the budget a couple of months ago. So, I mean, the term anarchist gets tossed around all the time.
Harry Reid coined the term not too long ago, Tea Party anarchist. So now anarchist is a term that can be applied to people who vote for Mitt Romney.
Ridiculous. And Sherman, I definitely appreciate where you come from.
Somebody wants to get rid of government or the people who want to control and coercive control and authority, you know, and rejection of it, you know. That's what the dictionary says, you know.
There's no doubt. I mean, what the dictionary says is
a bad reputation now. I mean, the word doesn't change. I mean, it's still the same word.
Well, I understand your argument, Sherman, but unfortunately, while the word in the dictionary may not have changed, people's understanding of that word is not what the dictionary definition is, and I think we have to take that under advisement. Thank you, Sherman, for your call tonight. I definitely appreciate where he's coming from. I mean, I'm somebody who is definitely encouraging I like to look at the definitions of words. I think they're important to know, but also
the etymology
understanding
matters.
Of them is a very important factor.
But etymology matters, history, usage. These things matter when
Absolutely.
It comes to the use of word. And I, for one, am not against governments. Government, to me, is a terminology for an organization that provides protective services, you know, that people want. That's simply what it means. I believe that a fire insurance is when you sign that contract with a company that provides you fire insurance, that you're signing a governing document, a document that controls their behavior and a document that controls yours.
Well, yeah, I think that most of us are certainly in favor of, I would use the word governance versus government, which implies more of an organization of people.
Yeah, again, I feel like Mark's trying to redefine the word government in this particular case. Most people, when they think of the word government, think of those people in City Hall or in the State House or in the federal government.
They think of monopoly governments. There's no doubt about it. That's what they've seen. I contend that the term governance is a much broader term, and I think that it's fair. For one, I don't want to fight the tens of thousands of years, or at least hundreds of years worth of, you can't live without government. I mean, you know that the serf who was out there chopping wood for the Lord said, I guess this is the only way we can live. I mean, if he's not screwing my wife on our wedding night and handing me nothing but gruel and taking most of our crafts, we couldn't have government.
It's like we just went back to the feudal system.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts about what you want. And we'll continue the 5 stupid things about libertarianism also on the way. Free Talk Live.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.